The National Air Traffic Controllers Association honored its own this week for quick responses to emergencies. We bring you now one of those stories. Last September, near Willard Airport in Savoy, Illinois, a pilot radioed the tower to say that his controls were stuck and his autopilot was forcing him into a nosedive.
I got an autopilot that won't release and it wants to pull me down into a dive. Taking all my muscles to just hold back on this thing.
The small Piper aircraft was miles from the airport. Only the pilot was on board. In the tower, air traffic controller Dave Murphy had just started his day. He came into our studio to tell us what happened next as the pilot held on.
He was asked if he was declaring an emergency, and he responded in the affirmative that yes, he was declaring an emergency.
Okay, okay.
He sounds exhausted, and he sounds, frankly, scared.
That's exactly what I heard. Some of his instruments had gone out. Normally, the best course of action would be to keep him above the clouds so that he could see where he was. But as you can hear in his voice, taking a lot of time up above the clouds to troubleshoot the airplane didn't seem like it was one of our options.
Number 8048 Quebec, this is Champagne Approach. How do you hear me, sir?
I hear you, sir.
November 48 Quebec, are you capable of flying a GPS approach, sir?
If I didn't have to fight the autopilot, I would, but no, I can't at this. I want...
Okay, 48 Quebec, what I'm going to do is I'm going to provide all the vectors. All you'll have to do is fly the airplane.
So what were your options?
Right. He had pulled some circuit breakers to try and disconnect his autopilot because he thought that's what was wrong with it. So he couldn't navigate on his own through the clouds. I explained to him to turn left, turn right, go up, go down, and I can actually get him within 400 feet of the ground, and if I'm doing well, right on the center line of the runway.
You know, I have to say, thinking about this as a passenger, never a professional pilot, but coming out of the clouds suddenly seems like a scary idea.
Actually, it's one of the most dangerous parts of flying is when you're trusting your instruments in the clouds and then looking out the window at the runway.
Kind of coming right at you.
Take some training. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, November 48 Quebec, are you able to start your descent, sir?
I'm controlling the descent. I tried to let go of the yoke. So the autopilot would let go, but it wouldn't. So let's continue with the approach, please.
Calm as ever you are, but what are you thinking?
I'm scared. I really am scared. At this point, I don't know for a fact that it's going to finish successfully.
Now, at this point, the aircraft doesn't have its landing gear down.
That's correct.
Why would that be so difficult to do, get the landing gear down?
And when you put the landing gear down, it changes the aerodynamics of the airplane. It'll fly differently. So he doesn't want to put the gear down while he's in the clouds. He wants to wait till the last second, till he sees the airport.
November 48 Quebec, you are cleared to land. Let me know when you see the airport.
I have the airport. Come and try dropping the gear. You got the trucks ready?
Now, that was a little hard to understand, but I know he said you got the trucks ready.
Yes.
What did he mean? He knew what that was.
Whenever we have an emergency in progress, we call the crash fire rescue people on the airport. And once he sees it and I clear him to land, there is nothing left for us to do.
Okay, well, we have the aircraft's final moments.
Local, verify the trucks have been rolled.
Trucks have been rolled.
He's going to try and lower the gear. He doesn't know what that's going to do.
Okay.
Local East, what do you got?
Local, he's underground, safe.
November 48 Quebec. Nice job, sir.
Where may I park?
And November 48 Quebec, you could just stop wherever you need to, sir.
That was quite sweet. You can park anywhere you want.
That's correct.
Well, you know, I want to think in a way he came running up the stairs and gave you a big bear hug. Did it work like that?
No. I had to work for about another hour before I could take a break. When I went to introduce myself to him and congratulate him on a good job, he had already had his airplane fixed and was gone.
So did he thank you?
Yes, he did. He called the next morning and asked, "What can I do to recognize you?" And I said, "Well, you can write a letter to my boss and say thanks if you want." And the first sentence of his letter was, "I want to thank you for saving my life."
Thank you for telling us your story and this pilot story.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
Dave Murphy's work saving that plane was honored this week by the National Air Traffic Controllers Association. You can read the pilot's thank you note at npr.org.